Here's 15 free tools you need to try out right now from Microsoft. Part 1.
Microsoft Power Toys. As you can see, there's so many different features. So one thing that stands out for me with Advanced Paste is the fact you can actually extract text from an image. So we've got our image here, Windows, Shift and V. Just copy this image as you would normally. We can now select image to text. Control V just to paste. And now we have the text from that image always on top. So Windows, Control and T. And now it will enable this little blue border. If I try and click Power Toys, look, it's not going on top. No, absolutely not. Awake. Okay, so this is very simple. If you're working on something and your computer needs to run in the background, click Enable Awake. Now my computer will stay awake. And it's a bit of reassurance as well that it will always stay awake. Color Picker. Okay, very simple. You need a perfect color for your website, or say if you're working on a good graphic design, you just don't know what that color is. So do Windows Shift C. Now showing us the color of everything on this wallpaper. So say if I really wanted this blue. There we go. So now I've got the hex, the RGB and the HSL, which you can use in Adobe Illustrator, WordPress, whatever you want to use it for. Crop and lock. So this is a funny little one. So now we've got our very excited document about chocolate. And guess what? We don't want all this jargon at the top. We just want to read our document. Windows, Control, Shift, R. Highlight just the document. I mean, you can do it with anything you want. But now we've just got the document in this tiny little window. Fantasy zone. So if you're multitasking and you're struggling for screen real estate, we've got a bunch of windows launched now. And as you can tell, it looks a right old mess. Windows, Shift and apostrophe. And now we've got a whole bunch of different templates. No layout, it's just normal. We've got focus, columns, rows, grid and priority grid. Or you can create a completely different layout. So priority grid, click on the window you want. And then hold down Shift. So let's do Chrome in the middle, paint, shift this to the right, and the clock on the left. So much more organized. File locksmith, you want to delete something, and it says, oh, you can't do this because this is already being used by another software. Okay, so let's open up this audio. So what happens if I go and delete this file? You'll get this file in use pop up. Now, obviously I've made this really obvious, but sometimes it might be a bit more annoying. And sometimes you just can't work out what's using that file. So even though this file is being used in this media player, we still want to delete it. Let's go ahead and unlock it with File Locksmith. We can end those tasks. And now we can delete that file.